You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The programming you hear is supported by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, where the East Texas Neuroscience Center offers a full range of neurological treatment for headaches, back pain, strokes, seizures, and memory disorders. Taking a customized approach for your unique pain, information is on the web at easttexasneuroscience.com. The late commentator Archie MacDonald marked the seasons of his life through his weekly visits with us for more than a decade. Looking back at the hundreds of commentaries, this one he titled September Song will help us become more introspective about the beginning of autumn tomorrow.
When I was a young man, begins a song written in 1938 by Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson for a musical titled Knickerbocker Holiday. You know this September song, because I'll bet most of the folks up this early getting ready for work, watering plants, having your cereal and fruit, have sufficient years to appreciate the allegory of September. Measuring our lives by the calendar, we who have made it to September hope we are lucky enough to have an October, November, and December. Even if we do, we concede that our race is about three-quarters run. We are retired or planning on doing so when we can afford it, if by afford we include the caveat of trying to imagine what in the world we would do to fill our lives. When I was a young man, I played me a waiting game. And if things didn't work out at first, I let the old world take a couple of whirls, and as time came around, it came my way. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. There is melancholy in that confession, for when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time left for the waiting game. These bright hopes of May, career dreams that led so inevitably, but all too often misleadingly, to owning your own company or a big house on the hill, or whatever goal youth focused upon, are by September either actualized or forgotten amid daily struggles that make reaching Friday a more attainable goal than any December. We who live this song think about health more than wealth, unless it is to worry that we will outlive the nest egg set aside for our November and December. We wonder if the kids, who never seem sufficiently responsible or mature, will make it in a world without us to assist them. We who have worked at the same job long enough to know how to do it well, picking up that calf every day and building up the strength to keep on keeping on, no matter the exponential growth of the work, now realize that we are not indispensable, and that someone with greater technological skills and less years, can do it faster and maybe better, and that is unsettling. Right now, in September, we are at the top of our game, but the game changes, and we know not whether to let loose or hold on. Future fear is fearsome indeed. Time was, things came easy to us. Now they are complicated, and sometimes we are afraid of the dark. In these days that dwindle down to a precious few, this is one of those days, and I am grateful to spend it with you.
Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September.